Welcome to Vinyl Connection. It's Andy Munch with you again. It's been quite a long break between episodes. Was not my intention, but I'm back this week with a vinyl review. I'm going to try to pump these out because I think they're fun little 20-minute podcasts, and hopefully they're helpful for people maybe on the fence about a record they're going to buy, and I can share at least some of the things I look for to see if a record is worth the deal or not. Especially now, record prices are going up. It's not cheap. It never was really cheap to get into this world of vinyl. But that's another podcast, I think, for another time. I'd like to discuss the sort of the conditions now, the market, some of the pricing things, some of my thoughts. There's a few thoughts I have on the whole topic, and you can still find decent price vinyl out there, but some of it is ridiculous. So that's always part of our review. So I'm going to kick off this review, and it is a band that is near and dear to my heart, one of my all-time favorites. One of my favorite genres, I guess, of rock music, the sort of horror rock, horror punk, whatever you want to call it. And I am going to talk about Wednesday 13, his latest album, Horrifier. It is on Napalm Records. It came out a few weeks before Halloween. I do not have the release date in front of me. I have my little checklist of things I like to discuss. We have a runtime of 39 minutes and 6 seconds on this. I purchased this as a pre-order. I think I pre-ordered it in June. Taking a sip of beer here. Get my talking voice lubricated. I paid $19.99 on the Napalm Records site pre-order in June. With the shipping, it came to around $25, $24 shipped, medium mail. What was really cool is I received this album on the release date, the Friday, whatever day it was in October that it came out. I was just hoping it was going to ship by around the release date. I got a notification, I think, that Wednesday, of course, Wednesday 13, imagine that, that the item had shipped, but it was coming from Colorado, and I was pretty sure it was media mail, but I was just happy it shipped. And sure enough, I got it on the release date, which was a nice little bonus. I've ordered some things from Napalm Records before. They did some of the reissues of Wednesday's back catalog, and I grabbed most of those, and a few of them I did order directly from the Napalm site. They do a good job with the packaging, and they ship promptly. So really happy as far as if you're going to order direct from a label. They do a great job. No auto rip with this and no digital card, which is fairly standard. Obviously, if you were to order this on Amazon, you probably end up getting an auto rip. I'm not sure. I'm doing Spotify right now. I don't know. The digital card and rip maybe isn't as big of a deal to me, but it's always nice when you get that card in there or you get an email that says you're entitled to a digital copy of the record. But that was not the case here, and that's fine, especially for the price. $19.99 these days is a hell of a deal for a vinyl record. You're not going to get much better than that, honestly. So this is a standard black vinyl, 180 grams. It's a single record, which for the 39-minute runtime is fine. However, very nice. The record has a gatefold, even though it's a single. I'm going to open the record so I can sort of see it while I'm talking about it. And really cool cover art, too. Really always good cover art with the Wednesday 13s, but this is right up there. You can just sit and stare and see all the little details in the artwork. But nice cover. our nice cover, nice gatefold as a sweet picture of the whole band in there. And then the back of the cover is awesome also. It sort of lines up like a movie credits with the credits to the band members and then all the song titles. So it's really good. There were no inserts or anything like that. It was straight record, gatefold jacket with a cool picture, and that's it. Napalm, that I've the stuff I've gotten from Napalm, and it's just a nice little perk, nice poly or rice paper lined sleeve instead of the El Cheapo straight paper ones that you most of the time you get that I pitch and swap those out. So I did not have to swap that out. So I like that. I think that's just a nice little perk. The spindle hole was fine. Sometimes the spindle holes are a little tight. You can kind of see they didn't get machined out cleanly, and I'll take a flathead screwdriver and just sort of do a just usually one or two twists will smooth those rough edges out, and then the record will fit over the spindle hole fine. You do have to be careful. There's another issue with the spindle hole. If the spindle hole is off center, it can create a real problem with the playback of your record. So two different kind of things when I talk about spindle hole. I'm usually talking about whether it fit or whether it was kind of not cleaned out very well and I had to clean it out. So in this case, I did not. It was good. The edges of the record were smooth. A lot of times you can feel a little bit of jagged edge. Again, it's not a finishing of the product probably as well as it should, but in this case, very nice smooth edges all around, which is cool. It wasn't warped at all. Again, always talk about whether they're warped or not. I buy a lot from Amazon. I mean, I'll just raise my hand and say it. Usually their pricing is better. I get prime shipping and I get a lot of auto rips. So I don't apologize really for buying from Amazon, especially with as expensive as vinyl records are right now. But at any rate, not warped. A lot of times your problem with warping for me is I order something from Amazon and I don't think they store them in their warehouse properly. So, and my kids are in the background, which is a bummer. And usually Amazon, I don't think they store their records very well. And I do get a lot of warped records from Amazon. If they're really bad, I'll send them back. Sometimes it's just a little flutter and I just deal with it. But not warped, but not surprised. This is a brand new record. Just had come out. When I open it up, nice and clean. Some records you open up and there's, whether it's dust or little paper shavings or whatever. I've gotten some pretty dirty records, and the record making process is a dirty process for sure, but I'd like to see that end of the quality part be a little better sometimes. But nice and clean again on this one. They did a really nice job on the quality check. Whoever they had press the records, did a nice job. So now on to the sound quality. Again, I am not an audiophile, but I obviously you listen for things, and some records sound better than others. I will say, and I'll probably do this on every podcast, just so you to be aware. So my setup is a Fluence RT85 turntable. I have the Ortofon 2M red cartridge because unfortunately the blue that came with my turntable 2 years ago, something happened with it recently, and the needle snapped right off. It was such a bummer. And I really didn't have or didn't want to justify plunking $200 down for the replacement cartridge. So I ended up plunking $88 down for the red, which gets a lot of good reviews. And I like it. I'm still in the burn-in period on it. I like it. I don't think it's quite as good as the high frequencies as the blue, but it is definitely a nice cartridge. So anyway, and then my speakers, I have the clips 55 PM. They're the powered speakers, and then I have a Klipsch 10-inch subwoofer that goes with. So just full disclosure for the sound system, for whatever that's worth. I worry if people say their record sounds like shit, and here they were playing it on some Walmart $30 turntable, playing it through a Bluetooth speaker. And not to shit on anybody for doing that, but I think it's important to kind of know what people are doing. So as far as the sound quality, to me, I like it. I think it's a good sounding record. I think it's a rich sound, full with the bass, clear on the highs, not compressed sounded, not hissy, just very full rock sound with this record. I've listened to it about 5 times. I love the record. As I mentioned, I'm a huge Wednesday 13 fan. So that there, right there, I don't think there's a bad Wednesday 13 record in the lot. There are a couple that are better than others. And there's two of them for me are, Monsters of the Universe and maybe Dixie Dead are probably lower on my list. Still like those albums. I still have those albums on vinyl. I will play them. But anyway, this album is right up there. When I first played it with the intro, I thought it was a nice little sequel to the last album, Necrophase. And my friend Brian Stanko, who is a big Wednesday 13 fan, he felt the album was more akin to Condolences. And so as I've listened to this record a few times now, I can see that. I think it's almost a good hybrid between Condolences and Necrophase. It sort of touches on a lot of Wednesday's difference. His sound is not all over the place. It's within rock, but some albums are more punk, maybe some are more metal and rock. And I think this is a good blend of his stylings. If you're a fan, you should definitely think about picking this up. At the very least, get the digital or listen to it on Spotify. But if you're a wax slinger, and I would assume you are if you're listening to this, if you were wondering, I would tell you, go out and get this. Again, I think if you go to Napalm, you're going to pay about $25 shipped. You go to Amazon, I think it's $26-$27. If you have Prime, free shipping and maybe an auto rip. I will say, a friend of the Vinyl Connection Facebook page, Rob Capps, had posted. He went full out when the pre-order, and I thought about it. There was a variant that was a colored variant, and it came with like a Ouija board deluxe package, and it wasn't over the top. It was $50, 60 tops, and I really thought long and hard about it. And I ended up going with the standard black for the $20. Part of my thought was, Christ, I'm 46. I've got two kids, young kids at home. What am I going to do with this Ouija board? Well, Rob Capps posted it on our Vinyl Connection Facebook page. And the color variant was sweet. I can't even describe it. It was awesome and a cool little Ouija board. So kind of kicking myself for not buying that version, but what are you going to do? It's sold out now. I'm very happy with the standard black 180-gram, good sounding, fair price, good quality product as far as I'm concerned. So again, Wednesday 13, Horrifier. If you're a fan of Wednesday 13, this is a no-brainer. If you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, go to your streaming service and check it out. Or if you don't do any of the streaming services, go to the iTunes store and listen to the minute samples. You'll get a flavor for it. And then hopefully maybe make some new Wednesday 13 fans here. So that's about all I've got. Nice, down, dirty. We do these things 15, 20 minutes. Hopefully it's helpful. I'm going to try to pump some more of these out so we have them. In the meantime, I'm Munch. Have a drink on me with this beer. Spit them if you got them. And I'm out.